The Guardian.
5 minutes after they gave me the award, a woman from BBC News who was doing a package for radio said to me, so, you know, what do you think of awards? Do you like them? And I said, well, right at this moment, I think they're fantastic. You know, if you'd asked me a few hours ago, I'd have said, you know, they're an irrelevance, they're baubles and trinkets. We don't need them. But I think the reason I didn't think I'd win is precisely because of the lineup of people who I was up against. You know, John Humphreys and James Naughtie and Owen Bennett-Jones, and there's one other person who I forget. Apologies to them. You know, you just think, well, that's a fantastic field. You know, it's great to be nominated. So I just didn't think I stood a chance, really. So it was, it's been amazing since. It's been quite fun. I mean, I've won Sony's before, and I won DJ of the Year in 92 or something, I think it was, and a magazine programme for the Big Holy One when I was at Radio 1. But this one's had much more impact, far, far more impact than those did. I think it was almost expected at Radio 1. You know, if you win DJ, so what, you know, you're doing these programmes, that's what you should do. But I don't think I was expected to win this, so that's why. It's been quite pleasant, really.
One thing that I really like about Radio 5, as opposed to Radio 4, Radio 4 scene, and I think it is, I'm a big Radiohead, and sometimes just makes me want to tear my hair out at the sort of smugness of it all. And 5 Live doesn't have that.
Yeah, that's. I think 5 Live has deliberately set out to be, to sound like modern Britain. Sounds. And so we have presenters who speak in a relaxed conversational way, hopefully are as informed as they need to be and qualified as they need to be. But I think if you listen to 5 Live, it sounds like a modern contemporary station. And each station has its part. And I love Radio 4. I mean, I work for, I've just done this part of Radio 4, and I work a lot at Radio 2, and I've done a lot at Radio 1, and I love the BBC and the programmes that it does. And Radio 4 has a unique selling point. You could not invent Radio 4 again. It is a magnificent beast. And 5 Live does something different. And both can learn from each other. And I switch around all the time. But I certainly think that one of the strengths of the network is that it sounds more than any other as though it sort of hovers above Britain, not coming from any particular class or regional part. And that's great. So from that point of view, when it moves to Manchester, hopefully it won't sound any different. You know, it'll still sound as though it's hovering somewhere above Britain, drawing people from everywhere. So I certainly think that's one of the successes. Mm-hmm. But that isn't a criticism of any other network, of course.
No, of course not.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.